think I covered the ways to get silicon, get dopants into the crystal. And let's look what happens when we get some dopants, what happens to the states in the band gap. So here's the valence band and the conduction band, and I've drawn a line there for the donor level. We put phosphorus in silicon, and it changes the density of states of the crystal. It adds some density of states at a level in the band gap. That's what the donors do. And I said before, you typically take atoms from the column just to the right of silicon. But a better rule for which atoms you take as donors in a semiconductor are the ones that produce an energy level just below the conduction band. If there are some atoms I know for silicon, copper, and gold put energy levels about in the middle of the band gap, this is not useful. What you need is to find the atoms that put an energy level just below the conduction band edge, and that will be a good donor. At zero temperature, the donors hold on to their electrons, and that means that the states are occupied and the chemical potential must be above this level, because the chemical potential says which states are occupied. And as long as all the donors have their electrons, those states are occupied, and the chemical potential gets pushed by this doping up close to the conduction band. Now, if we heat up the crystal, eventually some electrons are going to go from the conduction, from the valence band up to the conduction band. And when they do that, then to be able to describe the concentration of electrons in the conduction band and in the valence band, the chemical potential is going to have to move down. It's going to move towards the middle of the band gap at very high temperatures. It's going to be about in the middle of the band gap because the concentration of electrons in the conduction band is not going to depend on the donors anymore. It's going to depend on the thermally activated electrons going across the band gap. So as temperature goes up, the chemical potential starts up by the conduction band edge and moves down. And it moves past this level where the donors are, and they lose their electrons, because the Fermi energy says chemical potential gets much below that, and then it just says that they're not occupied. If you choose the donors properly, so phosphorus and silicon is one, then at room temperature, the concentration of electrons in the conduction band is about equal to the number of donors you put in the crystal. So this is used to keep the concentration of electrons in the conduction band fixed. It's not temperature dependent in a certain temperature range anymore, because the concentration is just set by the number of donors you put in the crystal. We would call then for n-doped semiconductors the electrons the majority carriers and the holes the minority carriers, because when you put these electrons in the conduction band, the electrons are coming from this donor level and going up into the conduction band. They're not coming from the valence band. So they're not producing holes in the valence band. They're just coming from the donor level going in the conduction band. So you get many electrons in the conduction band, but not correspondingly many holes in the valence band.